Undercover Carson, secret agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
As I look across the valley now, seeing once again the great scars wrought by the savage ray, I wonder that I could take my time so much in the course of the shadowy search, allow myself to be so easily diverted. But at the stage when we waited for something about the Cossack, the last of the six scientists, there was Faye Corelli, Sally Bruin, and Helena Jansen to be considered. Our red-headed American bird painter was out of the picture. It was Faye who stepped into it again after a series of bewildering meetings and phone calls. I had just left Sally, reassured once again that the dear child was the epitome of innocence, when Faye approached. And what male heart could not leap? I was marveling at her dark attractiveness there in the warm sunlight of the crowded Rio Boulevard when suddenly she changed. She said that the evil genius of the whole piece, the elusive Chaco, was lurking somewhere close by. Hurry, Faye. Where is he?
Monsieur Bruce, you hurt me so much.
But where?
Please, people look.
I'll let go then. But where? Where?
Monsieur Bruce, I not know what is all this you talk about.
Chaco.
Chaco? Oh,
great Lucifer, you said he was here, that he meant murder.
I said that, Monsieur Bruce.
Oh,
you act so strange.
I act so strange. My dear.
Oui, it is all far beyond me.
Faye, my dear, obviously he's gone and taken the danger with him.
But who is this?
A fellow by the name of Chaco.
Chaco? Chaco? Oh, it means nothing at all.
Naturally.
Oh, but this is what happened when you are in the wrong company. It makes you so silly.
Wrong company?
The other one with the brown hair, you know.
Oh, Sally.
I not care for her.
Not, eh?
She is not the frank kind as I am. Not the open kind.
Oh, not that again.
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, you worry me. Let me take you somewhere.
I think you'd better. My head's going round and round.
You poor boy. I come to look after you once again. I stop the poor head from turning round and around.
Oh, will you make it spin all the faster? Oh, well, let's go and find that quiet corner. Well, let's not allow good champagne to stagnate. Chin chin, old thing.
Chin chin.
Like it?
Oui. But not the old thing. I'm not like that.
Oh, but my dear, that's just an expression, a term of endearment. Now, forgive me. Otherwise, I'll be deeply hurt.
But how could I hurt you, Monsieur Bruce? How could I ever hurt you?
I seem to recall, and rather recently, a small gun went off, nicked my shoulder.
But true, Monsieur Bruce, so very true. I do not mean that.
Bewildering creature.
Your head still go round and around?
I'm afraid so. But to steady it a moment, to get off the champagne surface of things, pry into our true doings. Just who are you working for?
Who am I working for?
I think you know what I'm getting at, Faye.
Oh, where am I dancing?
Oh.
But I am not dancing. I tell you, I have nothing more to do with Reliane of the White Tulip. They desire me again at El Rocco, but no more of the staring eyes. I am for you alone, Monsieur Bruce.
Faye, you see what I'm doing?
Oh, you draw on the cloth with the pencil.
A name. Read it.
Chaco.
Chaco. It seems we're both concerned about him.
But how can I be concerned with a total stranger?
Then I give up.
Monsieur Bruce, you promised me tonight.
No, not give you up, Faye.
That is much better.
Give up trying to fathom you.
There is so little to me. Shallow, you call it. All that is in me is the wish to please, Monsieur Bruce. So I see you tonight.
So, tonight.
And I have the surprise.
Faye, my dear, you're full of surprises. But drink up. Must go. What was a chappie to make of the creature? She was mixed up in the tangle of the hunt somewhere, yet how else could you get anything out of her except by choking her? And who'd be cad enough to do that? She'd spotted Chaka. She'd been afraid. And so she should have been, for he'd threatened to remove all opposition while he was waiting for the arrival of the Cossack. And so he thought the final information on the secret of the death ray. We knew that the Cossack was due to appear at the time of the great Lenten festival, the Rio Carnival. But as Sir Giles Davenport agreed, there was much we didn't know.
I can't understand it, Carson. You, the fellow you are with the ladies.
Oh, I don't quite follow, sir.
Man alive, why can't you find out something more about this Corelli woman, this dancer?
Oh, but, sir, we know plenty.
That she's French-Italian, gloriously formed, and little else.
Oh, she's definitely working against us.
Oh, that's taken for granted. But for whom? The freelance agents? Or these others sent out by the Continental Power?
Oh, I'd like to think that she represented the less sinister, the freelancers.
I wonder. And I wonder about that Reliana fellow.
Hmm? How so?
With his great crush on Mademoiselle Corelli, one wonders that she could cast him off so early.
That is a point.
I think perhaps we should have Angelo check on that.
Check on what Reliana's doing, sir?
Indeed. He seems to feature in this business mainly as a rather fanatical admirer, but he may be more deeply implicated.
Yes, that's quite an idea.
I'll instruct Angelo the moment he comes in.
But where is he, sir?
Out, Carson. And that brings up another matter, or should I say, another of your lady loves, Miss Sally Bruin.
As said, Sir Giles, just before I met Faye and lingered, I'd been with Sally.
Yes, yes. After putting some questions to her, blunt and otherwise, you were quite convinced she was beyond all suspicion.
Quite, sir.
I really do hate to disillusion you.
How so?
Now, please don't regard this as any lack of confidence. But I sent Angelo out to keep an eye on her after she left you.
Oh, Sir Giles.
No, old fellow. One can't be too careful.
Could be construed as lack of confidence.
No. Please don't be upset.
Try not to. But what about Angelo?
He phoned through to me before you returned to the apartment. After bidding you farewell, old fellow, Miss Bruin made at once to a certain travel agency.
Not Deauville's?
I fear so.
Well, she explained why she'd been dropping in there, sir.
Indeed, to check on these outlandish name places that my good friend Julius Grant gives her to type.
And I believe that implicitly.
Lame, Carson, very lame.
I won't have it, sir.
But you must believe this. She made with all haste to Deauville's offices. And wasn't she supposed to be returning to her part-time work at Julius Grant's apartment?
Well, changed mind, perhaps. Anyway, leave it to me. I'll get right to the bottom of this Bruin-Deauville business.
No, Carson.
No? But, Sir Giles, after what you've said,
give them a few more inches of rope, Carson. Don't allow Miss Bruin to believe that you're anything but completely satisfied with her explanations and her conduct.
It won't be easy.
We mustn't allow our personal emotions to become too deeply involved.
Well, after all, sir, chap is human.
True, old fellow, very true. And I'd be a pompous old liar were I to say that personal emotions hadn't concerned me during my time in this business.
I don't know what to make of it. Oh, where Sally stepped into our lives makes it difficult to suspect her.
An extremely bewildering point. But as far as Miss Bruin's concerned, let's mark time until we hear something from London.
London? Oh, her photograph.
Indeed.
Right, sir.
And now, let's have a drink while we wait for Angelo's return. Then we'll instruct him about this Reliana. Scotch, my boy?
Oh, no harm in mixing it, I suppose, sir.
Mixing it?
Well, with Faye, I had champagne.
Oh, I wouldn't say there's any harm. But, regarding Mademoiselle Corelli, you won't be taking any undue risks with her, I trust.
Perish the thought, sir. Nothing whatsoever in mind. Up to point, anyway. A chap is only human, as the old boy agreed, and I was human enough to feel some resentment. That's why I decided to go my own way as far as Faye was concerned. After all, she did know something about Chaka. Perhaps she could help us with the Cossack. And so, as Angelo went out that night to check on the unsavory Relania, I kept my appointment with the very delectable Faye Corelli. Somehow, we found ourselves in a lonely spot on the glorious Rio waterfront. What with the waves and Faye, who couldn't be lulled into a blissful mood? And what's that for, my dear?
For you, Monsieur Bruce.
A sigh?
Oui.
Conscience, perhaps?
You are right, Monsieur Bruce. The conscience. It is terrible to have one.
Well, then why don't you relieve your conscience, my dear?
No, do not ask me.
But here we are, both of us, both working towards the same goal, against each other. Now, yet with each other, perhaps we...
Please, do not insist. You finish everything.
How so?
Let us enjoy the night and ourselves, Monsieur Bruce.
Fay, you're cold.
No, no, I am not cold.
But you're trembling.
That is not because I am cold, though perhaps something does die within me.
Fay, just what is all this? What's this about something dying within you?
The last spark of decency, Monsieur Bruce.
Now, Fay, look at me.
No, no, I cannot.
Well, there's something going on, but what?
You not feel strange, Monsieur Bruce?
Strangely wonderful in your company, as always.
Please, it is torture for me, torture.
But you said you feel strange. Why?
Oh, this is terrible, terrible.
But what is it?
It is impossible for me to keep it from you any longer. I am ordered to do this. I will do it only if I can spend this last night with you.
Our last night?
Oui.
Fair. Is something pretty awful in store for you?
No, no. Not so much me.
Then me?
Oui, Monsieur Bruce.
Precisely what can I expect?
It is too late to expect. Already you have it.
Have it?
The poison.
Poison? Me?
It is true, Monsieur Bruce. Now you know.
Come to think of it, I do feel a trifle odd.
It is a fiendish South American poison of the Indians of the Outback. For a long time you know nothing. Then you are still and cold.
Well, you can't have that whole thing.
And here is some more of it, in the form of a pill.
And that's how you slipped it to me, eh?
And I take it myself.
No, 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 my dear.
But quick, you must do something before you are dead.
Quick, hardly the word. Come along, Fay, must get help. Angelo, only hope. Without lingering on the whims and mysteries of the fairer sex, the situation was disturbing, rather. A slow-acting poison of native origin. Angelo knew much about such things, but was he close enough at hand to keep undercover Carson for the final phase of Operation Death Ray? Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by Reginald Goldsworthy for Macquarie Broadcasting Service.